This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
All right, actually, mate. Yeah, not bad.
How's your week been?
It's been all right, to be honest. I mean, not a huge amount to report.
No.
You know, just the general shits.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the office today and I'm knackered.
And you're in the office tomorrow as well.
Yeah, Wednesday.
And Wednesday.
I think I'm going to be... Come Wednesday night, I actually think I might feel dead.
I mean, you only do 3 days, Paz. It's not like you're in a week.
I'd love you to do it, Ange. Do you know what time I got up this morning?
Yeah.
10 to 7.
Yeah. That's not
what time
that.
What time did you get up this morning?
6:30, actually.
Bollocks.
Well, you would know, would you?
That I is absolute bullshoy.
I leave my house on a Monday and a Tuesday and sometimes on a Friday at 7:50 of a morning.
That's what time I left.
Exactly.
But do you sit in an office all day that's freezing, jeffing cold?
Yep.
No, you go home.
You go home.
You sit in your hoodie and you do fuck all.
Well, I don't.
Wow. You don't. Anyway, listen, I had an email in from a guy called Paul.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. It says, hello there. This is my first time sending you lovely ladies a message. And yes, I'm a male listener. Shout out to Paul.
Hello, Paul.
I found you a while back and I absolutely love listening to you on my travels as a long distance HGV.
Driver.
Yeah. Mm. I'm fully up to date and I've listened to all of your back catalogue and loved every single one of them. So many times I've had to stop. I've laughed so hard I've started crying. With regards to Christmas, my girlfriend and I sit down, write a list of what presents we want to get and what food we want to get and divide it between us and then plan to get presents done 2 weeks before the big day. Many thanks, Paul.
Wow.
Paul, you are the best male listener we've got.
Well, we can't really say that.
No, I can. Because if Paul is carrying the emotional load.
What if Paul's lying?
Ange, we are not going to call our listeners liars.
Well, okay, fine. Okay, well done, Paul.
Paul absolutely gets a gold star, top of the class, because if he is prepared to split the emotional load of Christmas, then he gets my vote.
Well, okay, well, well done, Paul.
Mm, well done, Paul.
Well done, Paul.
If Paul came into Dragon's Den, I wouldn't even need to hear his pitch. I'd say I'm in.
Wow, okay, that's big.
Do you watch Dragon's Den?
I mean, sometimes if it's on. It's on.
I love it.
Yeah. No. It wouldn't be something I would actually go and seek out.
I love it when the entrepreneurs are cocky. There was this one last week that was really fucking cocky.
I think you've got to be a bit cocky.
Well,
Deborah
Meehan.
Meaden.
Whatever her name is. No, it wasn't. It was Sarah. It was Sarah, whatever her name is.
Sarah.
She got cross with this one lad.
Did she?
Yeah, she said, I actually don't like your attitude. I don't like the way you've walked in here. And all Steve has done is ask a very legitimate question about the numbers you've crunched. And you can't give me an answer.
Steve.
For that reason, I'm out.
Steve
Bartlett.
Isn't it Stephen?
Yeah, Stephen Bartlett, yeah.
We just called him Steve.
That's because I'm mates with him.
Oh, okay.
I'm going on the diary of a CEO in a couple of weeks. I fucking wish. Steve, whatever your name is, if you're listening, we'd love to come on.
Well, I think we probably need to get his name right first.
Stephen Bartlett, if you're listening, we'd love to go on.
Right, now we have got to talk about Scottish Angie.
Oh my, that went fucking mental.
Oh my gosh. The amount of messages,
yeah.
People say how much they loved it. People saying, I had a variety of responses to some people saying, "Ange, please don't ever do a Scottish accent again."
No, forgive me.
To people going, "Oh my gosh, Ange, you sound brilliant. You absolutely you've nailed that, mate."
Well, I tried it this week.
Did you? And
yeah. It is weirdly addictive.
Yes, see, I told you. I told you you'd love it.
It is weirdly like...
Yes.
I had like images of being at Wembley Arena.
Yes, that's what happens. Yeah, yes. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You become Lewis. Just Lewis for like Capaldi. A few moments.
Yeah.
Lewis Capaldi. I had some people saying, one message saying something like, I don't know if you sound like Shrek or Fat Bastard.
I think it's a mix of the two. I think you're a Fat Bastard Shrek.
But I was like, I'm taking that.
Yeah,
that's
take
a compliment,
it.
Mate.
Yeah.
You know? I had someone else telling me I sounded like, who's the Scottish comedian?
Ravsy Nesbitt.
No. No. The one with the long grey hair.
Oh, Billy Connolly.
Yeah. And someone else saying, and you sound like Billy Connolly. Just, you know. And do you know what, Pats? I nearly didn't bring Lewis.
Well, I nearly to didn't be bring honest, him. I think we're all over the moon you bought him.
Well, I am. And I think a lot of other people were. So, yeah. In fact, we did have a version of Forget Me.
Did we?
From our OG Snedders, who is Scottish.
Scottish.
Okay, let's play it. She did sing us a little rendition, so let's
play it now.
Let's have a listen.
Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me.
To be honest, she doesn't sound very Scottish. No, although she has got quite a soft Scottish lilt, hasn't she? She's not Capaldi kind of vibes.
No. I mean, my reaction is I sound more Scottish
than Snedders.
Yes. And I'm not Scottish and Snedders is.
Mm. And you're not Scottish. I wouldn't have known that from your impression.
No, no. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I think the rolling of my R's were better.
Yeah.
I think my sort of pronunciation was better.
Yeah. To be honest, Nadja, I think you just gave it more energy.
Mm. Yeah. You've got to, I think. You've got to give it. You've got to give it.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm just pleased that, you know, Forget Me
went down
a storm. Yeah. Now then, I have got to say, we got another message in. Now, this person sent us a message.
Okay.
And this person wants to remain anonymous.
Right.
And when I read this message, it just cracked me up.
Okay.
So, here we go. Hi, guys. I'm loving listening to your podcast every week. And I wanted just to send you a little message. This is something that I saw on somebody else's social media and it absolutely made me die and I thought I'd share it with you guys.
Okay.
So she was asking about the things that give you the ick. Actually, I actually hate that terminology, but we'll let that fly. And someone mentioned when willies float in the water. For example, when a man has a bath and the willy and balls are just suspended or protruding from the placed flannel. Now, it wasn't till this person said this that she felt like she had been seen and realised how much it gets on her shitting tits. Anyway, felt it was worth sharing because I thought you'd also get the funny.
That is really funny.
And when I read it, I was like, oh my God, that actually is like willy and balls floating.
That is disgusting.
it is disgusting.
Yeah, that is actually
that, you know, when men lie back in the bath and it all just floats to the top. it's not right, is it? You don't want to see that bobbing around, do you?
When it's so, it's sort of like it can look like it's disconnected from the body.
Yes,
it's just magically floating.
Yeah. And even like, you know, she was always saying, you know, they sometimes put a flannel over it, but it just seems to...
That is disgusting.
Just bobs around out of the flannel, doesn't it? Because yeah, the flannel's no, not going to stay in place, is it?
That... about that, and now I can't get that image out of my head.
That is exactly was my response, was I've never really thought about this, but now you've mentioned it, I can't not think about it.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so there we go, little William balls floating around. Well, in the bath.
Firstly, thanks for listening.
Yes,
and secondly, thanks for giving me an imagery that I don't think is ever going to leave my mind. That is double whammy.
Yeah.
I saw something funny on Very Very British Problems, which I love Very British Problems. It's one of my favourite things to follow on Instagram.
Right, now, hang on. I reckon this might be the same thing I found.
How to get taken to an item on the other side of a large shop.
Yes, that's the same one I was going to bring.
I'm going to read them because it's hilarious.
It is good.
Stay exactly 2 feet behind the staff member for the whole journey. Match the uncomfortably fast pace. Look like you're being escorted to police. Perhaps say, sorry about this. Be told, if we had any, they'd be here. Why do they always walk so fast?
Yeah. And why do you always feel like you do have to remain quite a distance behind?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you've got to sort of keep that sort of, right, I can't get too close. I need to see where he slash she is going. Also, the other one, the whole thing when you go, sorry about this.
No, God. Sorry about this. You feel you always have to say,
I'm really sorry about this. Yeah, sorry.
There
sorry
was another one that they put up about when you go to the petrol pump.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And there's like a whole list of things you have to do. Walk into the petrol stop, take a look back, see which number you're at, get to the get to the front, say no groceries, just petrol, please, pump number 4. Like, you have to, there's like a certain amount. And the other one that I saw, which I thought was really funny, was... I just heard someone call life all just such a faff. Perhaps the most British description of existence ever.
All just such a faff.
Life, it is all just such a bloody faff.
Bloody hell. Now, Pats, you haven't given us any Mercedes action.
I know, I haven't. I did record it, but it doesn't play back very well.
Well, can you try again, please?
I'll do it for next week. I'll try again. I did it and I played it back and I was like, oh, that's, it doesn't sound very good. So I need to figure out, I need to play around with it a little bit. Mm. But I will. I've had a lot of messages about the diet cocaine though.
I've had a lot of messages about the diet cocaine. I've had someone saying that they tried doing it in a cheaper way and it was shit.
Right. What do you mean? Like roller coaster or something?
Roller cola. No, she used, I think it was like Pepsi Max. I mean,
well,
shit.
That's a crock of shit.
I mean, why are you even trying it with
Pepsi
Max?
Why do you even buy Pepsi Max?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'd rather drink my own piss.
Wow. But yeah, she said she tried it with Pepsi Max and the Prosecco. Pepsi Max and Prosecco, and she was not a fan. But she did then say, I think it's because I have been very cheap. And I've just got to try it with the higher quality.
Well, maybe the Prosecco won't work then. Maybe it does need to be champagne.
Mm. I mean, I do have a bottle of champagne. And it's a pricey one.
It's a bit of the verve, isn't it?
It's a bit of the verve. Clico.
Well, I've got a little mini bottle of Prosecco at the supermarket to try this. I'm going to try it on Friday.
Well, you said that last week and you didn't do it, did you?
Because I didn't have a little bottle of Prosecco. I wasn't going to open a whole bottle of Prosecco just to try that one drink.
Mm.
So I've got a little bottle
right
now.
So this week, Mercedes
and Diet Cocaine. Listen, we did some polls.
We did do some polls. Yes.
We polled the life out of... We did some poll acting.
Yeah.
Now, lots of people were saying that they do have a BP fridge.
Mm. Yes.
So, 48% of people said, so I asked, does your fridge have an aggressive beep? Mm. It was exactly split 50-50.
Wow.
169 votes said yes, 169 votes said no.
Wow.
And then I said, if it does the beep annoy you? 57% of people said, yes, it annoys me. I actually got some messages saying it's the most annoying thing.
It is. It absolutely is.
Then I asked, do people think that my suggestion to you about the gaffer tape on the pod was a helpful one?
Yeah.
40% said, no, piss off, Pats. It's down to the fridge guys.
Thank you, fridge manufacturers. 37%.
So 66 votes said, down to the fridge guys. 61 votes said, it's totally a good idea.
Right, okay.
So I think we can pretty much say we've got an even splittage.
I think, because I had a few people also messaging in general about noise, you know, all the shit in your kitchen that makes noises. Your hob, like my hob makes a noise if you leave a cloth
your
on
kettle,
it.
Your microwave.
I think the kitchen environment is very triggering. And I hate that word.
Wow. I think it's just a very oversensory stimulating place, isn't it?
I just don't think we need that much going on.
Well, also, you've got your not only have you got your sounds, you've got your smells.
Smells, yeah.
It's very big on your sensory action.
I think we've just gone very health and safety crazy. Everything has got to beep at you. Everything's got to tell you, I'm finished, or you've left that open, or you've put a cloth on me, or you've put a cloth on me. That's what my hob, even if I just leave a cloth over the area where you switch it on and off, it beeps at you.
Talking about cloths on the hob. Last Sunday, not the Sunday who's gone, the Sunday before, I nearly set fire to the kitchen.
Wow.
Tea towel on the old gas.
See, now, that's where you need a Jeffing beep.
Yeah, I didn't have a beep. I was like, what's that? And then I was like, oh my God, that tea towel's on fire.
It's not until you smell burning.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck? Why are we not putting beeps on flame?
Why are we not putting beeps on flame?
You know, my electric hob, you know, nothing is going to happen there. Right? But if I leave a cloth on the area where I can switch it on and off, it's going to tell me you've left the cloth there.
Yeah. No. Well, there we go. Remember that there's loads of ways that you can get in touch with us. We love hearing all your bits and pieces for general chat. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Heavily Into with Rossi D. Woods. Heavily Into with Rossi D. Woods. What is he heavily into? Heavily Into this week.
Bosh.
Okay, we're going.
We're live.
Rossi, you're back. We missed you last week.
I'm back. Sorry I was gone.
It was a bit of an odd one.
It was an odd one last week. Yeah, I was slightly busy. Yeah. I'm very sorry. I do apologise.
Oh, no. Do not apologise, Rossi, at all. I meant it was odd in the sense that it was odd without you.
Oh, well.
Really odd without you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like losing a limb.
It was.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I felt like I'd lost a limb.
Yeah, a leg. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking more hand.
Oh. Yeah, if I was to lose a limb, it would probably. No, I can't, I'm not going to talk about that. That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's not go down that rabbit warren. But we'd love to know what you've been heavily into.
Yes.
Oh, well, since the last time, because I was going to do the show last week, and I was heavily into The White Lotus, which is a TV program.
Yes.
Series that it's been on for quite a while now, but I only just got into it. So I finished that off, which is effing brilliant.
Effing.
I don't know why I said that. I should have just said fucking. What the hell's wrong with me?
We liked the self-censoring.
Yeah, I self-censored myself. Yeah, but I have heavily been into Vinted this week. Vinted. Do you know what Vinted is?
Really? Have you?
Yeah, well, I've never really... My wife is really heavily into Vinted. Like, you can't get any sense out of her because she's fucking vinting. Can you call that vinting?
She's vinting.
Don't talk to me, I'm vinting.
She's vinting. I'm saying, what are you fucking doing? Oh, I'm vinting. She's permanently vinting.
Right. Now, Rossi, so, I need to know a bit, because I'm not sure about these sites.
Okay, neither was I. I thought, no. Listen, there's secondhand clothes, listen, darling.
Yeah.
I
mean, listen,
they're going to have stains in the pits. You're probably going to, I mean,
gonna stink. What shit
gonna
are you going to get?
Yeah. Right, so I'm going to tell you what I got. And I was heavily into Vinted up until now, because I was looking for some Dr. Martens, right?
Right.
Black Dr. Martin Chelsea boots. Yeah. And like, they're they're nearly 200 quid in some places. I'm a tight little bastard.
And we're also in a crisis.
I'm a tight little one. Yeah. And I said to Luce, the wife, you know, I know it's weird that I've got a wife. If anyone hasn't listened to this podcast before, I do have a wife. I'm not a raving iron.
He is a raving homosexual.
I'm a raving homosexual, but I've got a cover up, and that's my wife, Lucy.
That's right. Anyway, Lucy's the beard.
Lucy's the beard to my, waxed physique. Anyway, so I've turned to the beard and I've said, as I was painting my nails, I've said, please get on Vinted, babes. I've said, I need the Dr. Martens. Can you have a scout? Because she's always on it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, it's a class A drug Vinted to her.
Yeah,
anyway,
I think it is. When you get into it, I think you heavily get into it.
Anyway, so she's got into it. She's found a pair of these Dr. Martens, 50 quid. 50 quid, right? And I've said, order them. And I thought, oh shit, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get Verucas. I'm going to have to put Veruca socks on.
Yeah.
They've turned up and they are in proper nick. They are...
Really?
And the thing with Dr. Martens is they've actually been kind of worn in a bit. So they're perfect. Because when you first get them, it's like wearing concrete blocks on your fucking feet. Yeah. So they're perfect. So Vinted, you can get a right bargain off
you
of
can.
Them.
You can. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Is it, like, what do you have to... like?
So...
like, yeah, just give me the deets, a bit more deets about it.
Right, I'm going to give you the deets, Vinted. Yeah. Well, all I know is, right, so you can sell stuff on it and you can buy. So there are no selling fees, so anyone can sell any. So you can just put like, whatever you're wearing now, you could just take a photo and sell it, basically. Yeah, put it on.
Do you want
Do you want this? Mm. You could put a sale. And then the buyer has to pay a buyer protect. Oh, fuck knows. Anyway, so the buyer can buy it and then you send it to them. And then Bob's your uncle. It's a bit like Facebook Marketplace, if you like. But you don't get any cunts. Yeah, but for clothes. You don't get people saying, is this still available? Then you never hear from them. After a year, they come back and say, is this still available? No, you fucking prick.
No, it's gone, you dickhead.
No, that was in 1992. It's now 2023, silly prick. Yes, I have sold it.
I've got loads of clothes, right, that are like just... haven't ever been worn. Like, I didn't send. I'm a bit shit at sending clothes back.
A bit. On the internet. A bit.
I've got better. But anyway, every time our mum comes here to clean our house, she's like, "You should get all that stuff on Vinted."
Exactly. Well,
do you know what?
That's all she ever says.
Crazy.
She said to me yesterday, right? Now, it's funny you bring Vinted to the table
today. It's funny that you bring that. Yeah,
I know it is. Well, that's why I tried. And I try my best.
Well, because when I saw Marg's yesterday, she was on about selling shit. I don't know what shit she's trying to sell.
Oh, I don't think you can sell shit on there.
No, I mean, away with selling her.
Gillian McKeith would probably buy it, but that's the only one.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, not literal shit, just some of her own shit, right?
Just, go on.
And she, I swear, if she asked me once, she asked me half a dozen times, right?
Yeah, go on.
And do you think I'd be able to sell that on Vinted? So I went, I don't know, Mum. I've never used Vinted. 2 minutes later. Do you know much about Vinted? No, I don't know anything about Vinted. I'm going to basically put Margs in touch with the beard.
I'll put get her in touch with the beard.
Yeah.
Because I love it the way we're calling my wife a beard. I think that's brilliant. The hairy chest. Get her in touch with the hairy chest. Because
I'm
Also, obviously, we've got a little boy and he's two. Baby clothes are brilliant to buy.
Yeah,
off of them.
Yeah.
But I did, there was this one horror story. I've only had one horror story. This woman was selling a pair of baby Vans, yeah. Right, the Van trainers.
Yeah.
We thought, oh, they look good. So we bought them.
Yeah.
They turned up, right, and they looked like someone had just worn them on the beach and then gone into the sea, come out of the sea.
Oh,
I opened
no.
the box. Well, we opened the box. There was sand everywhere.
Oh,
so we got in touch.
No.
We said to this woman, excuse me, the pictures do not look like they've been in the fucking sea or down bloody Great Yarmouth. And she said, oh, that wasn't me. I thought, okay. Right.
What? The postie just had a load of sand.
The postie pulled it out and covered it in fucking...
Chucked them in.
50% grit and 50% sand. Yeah, you fucking lying bitch. Anyway, so yeah. You do get horror stories,
well,
so be
Lucy,
careful, Mummy Margs.
Does Lucy sell stuff on Vinted?
She does, yeah. She does.
Right, so she is heavily into it. She's
she is heavily. She said, but the thing is, she's got so heavily into it, the people down our local shop, the corner shop,
yeah.
They know her.
Yeah.
They know it. She doesn't even need to show ID to pick up a parcel anymore.
No,
she goes
like,
in, they just chuck it. Oh, there she. How many? Oh, they say this to her. How many do you want? And she goes, oh, I don't know. They go, have two. I think she's taking anyone's now.
Yeah. She's like, is it from Vinted? I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it for me or is it for Margs? That's what's going to happen now. Yeah.
Mummy Margs needs to get on it if she's got a lot to sell.
Well, to sell that stuff on Vinted.
Times are hard. Heating bills are high. Get the fucking stuff sold.
You know, and she just... I mean, obviously, Rossi, you don't know Margs, so apologies.
I don't know. I've heard a lot about her.
You know, Pats, when she just like...
Oh, she goes just, on and on.
And I just think, Mum, are you listening to what I've said to you? You've asked me now two or three times about Vinted. I've told you I don't know anything about it and you continue to ask me. And every time I go, Mum, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I think, oh, God, is this the future?
Yes.
Oh, this is the future.
Yeah. I know I'm going to be this woman one day. Yeah.
Is Marks just pointed at random stuff, like a curtain or something, saying, can we
sell
that?
Can I put
that
on Vintage?
Like the cat. The cat's like got a limp.
She's like, this tablecloth, do you reckon we can get this on Vintage?
Yeah. These towels.
Anyway.
They're not yours, Marks. I know, but can we sell them on Vintage?
Could we get them on Vintage, though? I want to know. Do you know what? I'm feeling ever so slightly delirious.
Brilliant.
Oh,
that's
because
great.
I've been in the office all day today and I'm in a bit of a stupid mood.
Yeah.
Oh, God, have you accidentally chewed a weird gummy or something?
Yeah, I feel like I've had to suppress quite a lot of my
wind.
Giggles.
Wind.
I should say wind.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andrew, what have you been heavily into?
Right, okay, now... This is a heavily into, but it could also fall into getting on my shitting tits. It's a bit of a heavily into shits. I don't know, really. It's sort of a merger.
Heavily into tits.
Heavily into tits.
Yeah.
But, right.
I can't wait.
We got a... Well, when I say we, not me, actually, because I'm not that fast. Anyway, Ian got a Nespresso machine for Christmas, right? Now,
George Clooney.
Now, I am not, I don't know, I'm not too sure about these gadgets, right?
Right.
They get on my nerves a bit because I just think they're a bit flashy. They're a bit, I don't know, I'm just not sure about them. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, show offy.
Yes. Anyway, since getting the Nespresso, right?
Yeah.
You obviously get all these pods that you have like different coffees for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know some of the names of the coffee pods?
No.
Oh,
right.
Go on.
Now, this is the thing that I'm a bit heavily into. And I find myself, a bit like last week's, I find myself doing some shit sort of on my own. And I was in my kitchen and I thought, right, I'll have one of these Ponzi coffees. Right, I'll just have one. I'll just push the bone out. I'll have a look, see what it's about.
Yeah,
go to get one of these pods, right? And I found myself saying the pod name as if I was Harry Potter and I was doing a magic spell. Okay?
Expelliarmus.
Basically, yes. So I'm looking through all the pods and I see one. I go, oh, El Stormio. And then I find another one, Gran Lungo Fortado. And then there's another one called Voltesso.
Oh.
Altissimo, Toccanto. These are all the
then right, and then I'm starting to get a bit pissed off. I'm like,
I'll just have a tea.
Yes, basically, Rossi. Yes,
I'm just gonna have an Earl Grey. Fuck off. Yeah,
like I don't know. I went from I'm heavily into the pods to actually they're really pissing me off now. These pods,
right? What coffee did you go for?
I went for the Gran Lungo Fortado.
Right. Oh yeah, that's one of my favourites.
Yes.
How was it? How was the Fortado?
Shit.
It wasn't very nice.
Well, I don't rate
George
them.
Clooney, you lying bastard.
Yeah, you don't rate them.
I don't. They're not hot. Man is not hot.
Man is not hot.
No, you can't say that. No.
No, it's not hot. Right, I did my Gran Lungo Fortado. Put it in the thing. Whip it. You have to put it down. Whip it round. Yeah, push the button.
Nelly's brother.
Brother of Nelly.
Yeah.
Right? Add a sip. Right? And I thought, well, that's Jeffing freezing. I ended up having to put it in the microwave to make it hot. And then I'm like... Right, we're just dicking around here now.
Yeah, that's not... That never
do you see Do you see how you I've see? Gone from heavily into to this is actually quite annoying?
Well, I think now that's going to be the same with Vinted, because every time you see Mum, she's just going to ask you, can I put this on Vinted?
Can I put that on Vinted, Ange? Do you know much about Vinted, Ange? No.
I would put your Nespresso on Vinted. Get I'm that right. Get on the fucking win. Just get it on with all those fucking pods.
Who comes up with these names?
Dickheads. That's it.
Dickheads.
Pricks.
Also, the other thing as well
bunch
is
of pricks.
Because Ian's got a Nespresso on it, he must have had some other dick thing at some point, right?
Oh,
but he is now.
Has he been to the doctors?
Really with a dick
he
thing.
Should.
You have a dick thing. Always go to the doctors if you've got a dick thing. That's my motto in life.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But Ian is basically now an ambassador of Nespresso.
What? That is bollocks. What does that even mean?
Exactly.
He's an ambassador of
Nespresso. Ferrero Rocher ambassador.
Exactly, Rossi. Oh, ambassador, you're spoiling us.
Yeah, well, you your shitty pods shit. Now fuck off.
Yeah, take your Gran Lungo Fortado.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but now I just basically go around saying, hello, Ambassador Ian, are you having a coffee today?
So kinky.
You also get so a sexy. Penny. You get like a barista penny with it.
Oh my God, that is dickish. Oh.
Absolute dickish behaviour.
You could put
Nespresso into every category that we talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Does it make a throffy sound as well when you're using it?
Yeah, it does all that shit. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's so fucking Nero,
isn't
it?
Has he got double walled glasses?
What?
You know those like...
Yes. Now, right. They also irritate me.
Right.
Right? I've decided I don't like drinking out of glass cups. No, hang on. That didn't make sense.
No.
No, it does. I know what you mean
now.
Do you don't like having coffee out of glasses?
No.
Right.
I don't like that where you can see the brown liquid.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
I think, but if it's a trendy coffee, like the ones you're talking, I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Just be me, Rossi.
What about because Rochelle Humes loves those walled glass, doesn't she?
Of course she does.
For her matcha.
Yeah, that can go. Of course she does as well.
Yeah, she.
I bet Rochelle Humes has never sold anything on Vinted.
I bet she hasn't.
No, but she's never bought anything on Vinted either.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Well, I have been heavily into.
Yeah.
Happy Valley.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm really late to the party with this, but yesterday, I won't say too much in case people haven't watched it, but there's a particular scene in series one. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, I will say it because it doesn't really give... I'm not at the end of series one yet, but this police officer gets run over.
Oh,
God.
Dear.
And it is the most... One of the most traumatic things I've seen on the telly.
Wow.
Really?
Honestly, great. I was like, oh my God, Matthew. Needed to debrief this with somebody.
Yeah.
Matthew could not give a shit.
No.
No.
I paused it and I was like, Marty. He just looked up from his computer. He was like, well, yeah, she got run over.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like,
well, no.
do you Have you seen what he was like? Well, yeah, it's a TV show. She's got an over.
I can't even watch Casualty or Animal Hospital, so I can't watch that.
Casualty or Animal Hospital?
Oh, no.
Casualty. You know, one of my favourite Lee Evans bits in his stand-up is when he says...
Don't. I love Lee Evans.
Casualty, you watch it. You know what's going to happen at the beginning. You see a guy up a ladder. He's on the phone to his wife. Nothing's going to happen to me, darling. I'm going to get home. He's in it. He's fucking in it this week.
He's in it. He's dead.
Yeah. By the end of the episode, and then you've got a forklift truck driver on the phone to his mate. Mate, I'm going to get home with no problems at all. I'll see you at the pub after six. He's fucking in it this week.
Yeah.
reversing with a blindfold on while smoking a chainsaw.
He's definitely in it.
He's in it this week. Happy Valley. We started watching it Friday and... Yeah. I am obsessed.
Well, the beard.
Yeah.
She has watched season. Is there three seasons?
We're on the third
season, but she only watched them. She's really happy actually because I'm going away to Copenhagen. She's going to bleed and watch them. She's going to crack one off whilst watching them.
Yeah.
She's going to get the vintage open. She's going to have the Sammy Girl on the side, bottle of Stella. She's going to be scratching her nuts whilst watching Happy Valley,
living her best life because the gay husband's away. Well, yeah, Happy Valley. If you haven't watched it, Sarah Lancashire is exquisite.
She's brilliant.
She's the son.
Oh, have I said something now?
Yeah, don't say any more.
Okay, sorry.
I know there's a son in it, but I haven't watched it.
Okay, yeah. I'll just say no more.
Don't say any more now, guys.
Fine, move on.
Well, look, remember, there's loads. We love hearing what you're heavily into. And should we get any heavily intos in the box this week before we...
No, we did not get any heavily intos this week, no.
Well, look, we love hearing your heavily intos.
Yes.
Mm. There's loads of ways that you can get in touch with us. You can find me, Ange, and Rossi on Instagram and TikTok. I'm at Ruth Corden. Rossi is at Rossi D. Woods. Ange is at Ange Corden.
That's it,
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Rossi, will you be back with us next week?
Get it.
I absolutely will.
Rossi.
Well, enjoy Copenhagen, darling.
Yes.
I will try. I'm going to try and get a bit of Danish bacon down me.
Oh, a bit of pork. Get yourself a bit of pork.
Get some Danish pork right in your mouth immediately.
Don't know what the beard would say about that, but I'll try.
She'll be having a great time watching Happy Valley whilst looking at Vinted, scratching her nuts and drinking Stella.
Wow. Drinking Stella, bosh.
Bosh.
Job done.
Right, I have got a fact to bring you, but I think it's quite shit.
Right, okay, well, let's go with it.
Have you got a tits as a backup?
A backup dancer.
Have you got a backup tits?
Or we could just do an Herb Arm.
Okay, well, look, here's my fact.
Yes. Right.
You know EastEnders?
Yes.
Did you know that every episode of EastEnders is a day? So every episode will open with somebody eating breakfast in the caff or turning up the breakfast radio or getting up out of bed. And every episode will end with someone drawing the curtains, getting into bed, turning the lights off, the square being dark. Did you know that?
I never knew that. But you've brought it to my attention. I see it.
Isn't that quite cool?
That is. How did you find this fact?
I can't remember who told me. And then when they pointed it out, I was like... Oh my gosh, yeah. Every single episode opens with a breakfast scene and it always ends. And Matthew and I caught a bit of EastEnders, which I'm going to say to you, you'd know every single character.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only people that aren't in it are Dirty Den and, whatever.
Well, and that's because he's dead.
Yeah. And there's his wife, whoever she was called.
I think she's also
Angie.
Dead. No, I don't
was
think
she
she's
Angie?
Dead. She was Angie. Yeah, Den and Angie, was. Wasn't it? Yeah.
But honestly, Phil Mitchell, Sharon's in there, you've got Billy.
Who's the woman with the black hair?
Cat.
Yeah, Cats she's later. In there.
You've got Alfie Moon, a.k.a. Shane Ritchie.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was like, flipping heck, I feel like I'm back in the 90s watching this. But as it came to an end, I was like, oh, yeah.
This is
every episode is
actually very clever, isn't it?
Isn't that clever to think that you sort of do a whole day in the square?
Yeah. I mean, it's still shit.
Yeah, it is shit, isn't it?
It is shit.
I think out of all of the Stopes, EastEnders is one of the shit ones.
Stopes.
I like a bit of Corrie.
I know, you're weird like that, though. You do like weird shit.
Why does that mean I like weird shit?
Well, you know, why are you dicking around watching Corrie?
Why not?
Because it's shit.
Why are you dicking around not watching Corrie?
Because it's shit.
Have you watched it recently?
Yep. And guess what?
It was shit. But yeah, that was my little factoid.
That's actually a very interesting fact, actually,
that every episode in EastEnders is a day.
That is, I'm pleased you've brought that fact.
You'll do breakfast, and often they'll do a lunch scene, you know, someone having lunch in the vehicle. It is breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
Someone.
I'm actually going to watch it now to see.
Yeah, someone will take the sandwiches to fill at the mechanic yard.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone will be in there having a pie in the pub or something.
That's it. And then you'll do the nighttime bedtime scene at the end.
Where someone gets stabbed.
Yeah, or someone's like, get out of my pub.
Get it.
What was that with Peggy Mitchell? God rest her soul, Barbara Windsor. She's no longer with us.
Yeah.
But she loved
Get out of my pub. Yeah, it was like a line, wasn't it?
Oh, that was her tagline. Yeah. But I can't believe Phil Mitchell's still kicking around.
Yeah. I mean, he's the other. What was the other one?
Grant.
I mean, at least he's moved. I mean, again, he's now doing documentaries and shit, and
he does all of his like
jails and stuff. Doesn't
he? What's his name? What's his real name?
Oh.
Grant
Ross Kemp.
Ross Kemp. I was gonna try and call him Grant something else. What's his name?
Grant.
Grant Mitchell. What's his name? Grant Mitchell. Isn't that his name? Yeah, Ross Kemp. Yeah. Ross Kemp on gangs.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Ross Kemp on
Ross
the American...
Kemp on Ross... gangs.
Yeah. Ross Kemp on drug running. But he goes into those documentaries like he is Grant Mitchell.
He does, yeah.
I'm like here he's a member
in
of
Mexico.
SAS. Yeah.
Meeting one of the baddest gangs around, and I'm gonna take them down. It's all that shit, isn't it?
Yeah, Ross Kemp, SAS. Yeah, Ross Kemp, Americans' hardest jail.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they're always shit, aren't they?
Well, I think he's won a couple of awards actually. I don't think you can say they're all shit.
Well, I mean,
I don't feel like they're shit. I just feel like they're hammed up quite a lot.
But yeah, just no. I mean, you know, look at Louis Theroux. Yeah, he goes into all these.
You cannot, and I will not compare Grant Mitchell to Louis Theroux.
No, but
that is like saying me and you are on a par when I'm clearly the Louis Theroux of this party. Before you know it, you're going to be doing Angie on Britain's Toughest Jails. Ross Kemp is going to be in touch before you know it. I'm going to be like, great, I'm off to do some stuff with Louis. See you later.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go and do some really good stuff with Louis. You just piss off with Ross, yeah?
Yeah.
Go to some shit jails. Yeah. And talk like that.
Yeah. That's it. That is how it talks, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
well, that was actually a very good fact, Pat. Well done.
Okay, thanks. I'm pleased it went somewhere.
Well done.
Thanks. So, yeah, well, I'm pleased you enjoyed that fact. I'm pleased
very
you found
it fun.
Very good facts.
And we haven't done a fact for a while.
We haven't, have we? And when I remembered that fact, I thought, oh, that's quite a good one to bring.
Yeah, bring it.
Well, look, that's it. We've gone through another episode.
Stormed it.
Thanks so much for listening. As always, remember, there's loads of ways that you can find Ange, myself and Rossi. We're all on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon, Ange is at Ange Gordon, and Rossi is Rossi D. Woods.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, which we absolutely love getting. And the email address is findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But for now, Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.